The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with Micah.
Hey.
All right, we are back with episode 5, The Stock Tip. This, of course, is the fifth episode of our Seinfeld episode-by-episode recap show slash how our lives intersect with Seinfeld in weird and strange ways. This episode of The Stock Tip was aired June 21st, 1990 to 19.4 million fans, and this is the final episode in the first season. Okay, Micah, let's start with, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are your thoughts on this episode in general?
It's a pretty great episode, man. It's by the end of it. This is one of the few episodes where at the end of the episode, George is in the black, like he's on top, like nothing completely horrid has happened to him.
Right.
And I like that, you know, because George is an asshole. And, I, you know, you need your assholes to be on top every once in a while.
They got to get a win.
Yeah, you gotta get at least one win.
Yeah. So yeah, for me, I love this episode. I think it's the beginning of the real, like, you know, stride to the top for the show. And it took them 5 episodes to really get their footing, and I think this is it. At this point, Jerry is trying to. So the whole premise is that they're given this stock tip, and Jerry and George go in on the stock tip, and they both do an investment of $2,500, and it sort of plays out over the course of the episode of them watching this stock go down, and then eventually it going back up. And of course, Jerry is the only one who, George is the only one who benefits from that, because Jerry cuts out too early. Yeah. And it's sort of the, like, it plays on the whole premise of, you know, like, patience. And Jerry is, like, so frantic. He's just a frantic, frenetic sort of personality. And George is like, fuck it, I'm just going down with the ship kind of attitude. Because he's like, my life already sucks, so why not? And it's the one time that it actually works out for him.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, you find they're talking about the stock tip or whatever. But Jerry's also dating one of his many women. This woman's name is Vanessa.
Actually, this is the same woman from I think 2 episodes ago.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same woman because
the lawyer.
Where they had a stakeout at her place.
Right. The one that you equated your creepy stalker thing to. Yes, I remember.
And it's very odd because this is one of the few times that in network television this has happened. Usually in network television, each episode is usually, at least at this time, each episode is, you know, its own standalone.
Right, exactly.
And you're not supposed to, you know, due to, you know, convention, you're not supposed to have certain characters recur and recur and recur. But they didn't have another actress lined up. And, you know, you didn't see them break up at the end of that first episode. So they were like, all right, well,
fuck it.
Yeah, let's just bring her back. And
I didn't
and
even notice
keep it
that.
Going.
I didn't even notice that. That's pretty good.
Same woman.
So yeah, so they've been dating, they say, for about a month at this point. And Jerry decides that he's going to take this woman to a bed and breakfast in Vermont. Well, at least Elaine is the one who suggested. Now, what was funny is this interaction between Jerry and Elaine and George while they're sitting in the diner. Jerry goes to Jerry and Elaine, like, quickly tell George the person that the other one is dating, like, because they're all in each other's business, which is really quite funny. Like, it's a real subtle moment, but they do a pretty good job of, like, doing that joke, which I thought was good.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, is this So they're just, I mean, over the course of the episode, like I said, they're just sort of frantically checking the newspapers. And it's just a goddamn disaster. But George is so insistent on doing the stock thing. It's so funny. Like, he's like the classic guy, like, dude, I'm going to make $1 million doing the stock market. You're like, no, you're not. Not ever. I had a friend, and I sort of talked about this on our last episode. I had a friend like that who was like, dude, I'm going to make this back in college. Like, I'm going to make so much money in the stock market. I was like, really? This is what's going to happen? This is what you're going to do? He's like, yeah. No, it's going to be awesome. And then he invested a bunch of money and, you know, became this sort of like day trading type person and lost a ton of money in college and like a fucking idiot. And then he started doing they have a thing like you don't really make any money in the stock market by putting in your own money. Right. You put in your money and then you get a loan for like to match a certain amount. Like, oh, I put in 5,000, like match another 5,000 or give me 10,000. And so you play on that money. But then at the end of the day, like they can do what's called a margin call and be like, you need to pay us all the money you lost. And it could be more than you have. Yeah, that happened to him.
I guess I'm too stupid to play stocks. I've never done it before.
I have. No. Okay. Yeah, look, like, I've never lost any like real money, you know, but I know people who've lost tens of thousands of dollars, which sounds like the most horrifying thing in the world.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, it's not that I can't figure it out. It's just that, you know, much like the Jews in this show, I am really cheap. And I don't like the idea of possibly losing money.
Right. Look, if you're trying to like, this is going to be a way to make a lot of money. No, it's not. Okay. Just spoilers. It's not. Don't do that. Invest your money. Be smarter. Bury it in your backyard, for God's sake. It's a better investment. But so then they cut to the scene of Jerry and this woman, Vanessa, talking in a grocery store or bodega because it's New York. And Jerry is like, listen, if we go on this trip to Vermont, it sounds great. It's like ramping the relationship up, you know, to like what it would be in 6 months. This is a terrible idea. Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, no. How about no? How about the only time I remember going away with someone that I didn't really, no, it wasn't, no, I didn't have a date. I think.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm remembering, when we all went to Deep Creek.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, with those people.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. let's put it this way. So when we were driving up, they started playing the Black Eyed Peas because they fucking love the Black Eyed Peas.
They did.
And I'm like, oh shit. Like I'm here with a bunch of white people that I don't really know. And I'm here with Jay and this is their thing. And I'm going to be in the middle of fucking nowhere. And
that was, look, as terrible of a time as you had, I had to be there. You know what I mean? Like, I had to go because my ex was there. I had to go. And it's funny because I'm, you know, Jerry and this woman, Vanessa, they end up at this hotel in Vermont, this bed and breakfast, and it's raining the entire time. So they're trapped in the hotel. So they're bored out of their fucking minds. I mean, they even have a voiceover where Jerry's like, maybe I could get an extension cord and hang myself. You know, like, he's miserable. And I remember going on a trip with my ex to a ski resort.
Yeah.
In the summertime. For summer, they were like, you know, I looked it up online. It's like, oh, this is beautiful. And, you know, even though there's no snow, like, we have all these activities. Yeah, look, they're lying to you. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. There's crappy food, which they thought was fancy, and like, some sort of, like, little go-kart thing. And then the rest of it, I felt like Seinfeld, where it's like, I wish I had a eccentric horse so I could hang myself. It was awful. and it was not fun. And much like this trip to Vermont. So, yes.
Yeah.
So as bad as your trip was that I was also there for, at least you could have not been there. Me, on the other hand, I had to be.
Yeah, well.
I still dragged your ass along, so.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I guess I'm not much of a friend in that regard.
Well, you're a bastard. I've always said this. And look, we're going to go off on a tangent here. But at that resort or wherever it was, that lodge or wherever it was, they did something that I will never, ever, ever understand. It was a bunch of guys, right? Like, we were, like, the ladies were off doing whatever. And I can't remember if you were there, but I remember
I think I know where the story is going, but yes, actually, I do. Go ahead.
So I was there. Your ex's sister's husband, who was the only nice person there, the only cool person there, was there. Your ex's brother was there.
Yeah.
And I think someone else. And then they decided that they want to watch porn.
It's very weird to me.
I don't fucking get that, dude.
I don't know if that's a white people thing or what.
I don't want to watch porn with a bunch of dudes. Yeah. Like, sorry.
Side note, and I agree with you. Side note, it was also terrible.
And it was bad porn. Like, it's not like ironically bad porn either. Like, it was just bad porn.
Like, oh man, this acting is terrible. Like, no, it was just awful. It was just awful.
And they're like, hey, look at her, huh? Yeah.
I feel like you guys are way too open. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just way too open. This is making me uncomfortable. Yeah, no, so, I agree with you. I was there.
So it could go either way. You can either get the frigid, person that doesn't want to tell you what perfume they're wearing. Yeah, like Vanessa did.
Yeah, yes. Like,
what perfume are you wearing? Oh, I can't tell you. You can't tell me?
I like his response. Oh, well, that's normal. That's what a normal person would say. I don't know what's the better choice, but I know that both are awful. Like, that is the one thing I know.
Jesus Christ.
Also, I like that before Jerry goes on this trip, that Kramer is like ecstatic at the fact that he is losing all this money. Like, hey man, did you see the stock tip? Like, did you see the stock today? It's down another 2 points. Like, why are you smiling? I'm losing so much money.
I hate Kramer so much. I really hate Kramer so much.
You don't like this character at all?
I don't like his character at all.
Oh, really?
Like, there's nothing redeemable about that character that I like. I hate him. I'll probably say this in every episode because I just don't like that guy.
I think George and Elaine are my favorite characters, and George is definitely the overall best character. But I kind of love Elaine because she's absolutely nuts.
Oh,
she's fucking crazy, and they just make her more eccentric and weird as time goes on, and I kind of love that. Yeah, so then we get this great moment, which incidentally reminds me of a later episode, where Jerry and George are talking and they go into a dry cleaners. And Jerry goes to complain about his shirt being shrunk at the dry cleaners. And it is actually a legit funny interaction because this Indian guy behind the counter refuses to admit that perhaps they shrunk it, even though it's clearly like a child's size shirt now, which is great. It reminds me of my all time favorite moment in Seinfeld, which is the car reservation skit. That's my all time favorite, but this sort of reminds me of that, like, why are you talking to me like I'm a fucking idiot? Like, do you think that I carry around this little shirt to get people, to get dry cleaners to apologize, which is fucking hilarious. Because he's right, because they do a whole thing about how dry cleaners, it's never their fault, no matter what they fuck up. He's 100% right, because they never admit it. I've had stuff ruined, and they're like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it wasn't bleached before I walked in here.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. No, I thought that was good.
My mom, I was taking her to the dry cleaner one day, and she goes to the dry cleaner in the nice Jewish neighborhood, and she's been there, you know, going there all the time, and the people are very nice and they do very good work, but they're a little expensive. Mm-hmm. My dad,
oh boy,
my dad is like, I don't want to go over there, you know, I'll just go to the one that's further away but costs less.
Yeah, the shitty one.
And so I go to pick up the clothes for her, because, you know, she can't pick up all these clothes. I go to the Jewish one first, and oh, it's so clean, and you know, I really do believe that they do some sort of like Korean magic where they can just clean clothes without any liquids, right?
Right.
And then we go all the way to Randallstown to go to this shitty one, and I swear to God, it looked like a goddamn Korean abortion clinic in there. Like, there were so many people, and it was hot, and clothes were all strewn all over the place, and people were just like, ah, hey, here you go. And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what is it? And there was something wrong with one of his shirts.
Oh,
like,
shit,
I saw a little speck on it. And I was like, well, what is this? Oh, that was there. You know, we can't get that off. And I'm like, what the fuck are you?
Dude, dry cleaners are the biggest fucking racket of all time.
Oh my
and
God,
I look,
dude.
I go. I have things that I need to have dry cleaned, and it's just
we all buy into that dumb shit.
Yeah, it's
we
like
we all do.
I like the stand up bit, and he's like, yeah, you know what dry cleaning is? Someone scraping shit off of a shirt with their thumb. That's it. Like, everything else is bullshit. It's not real. Like, they're lying to you. They're lying to you. So. Cut to Jerry and Vanessa at the place in Vermont. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most frustrating things of all time. Jerry looks at the newspaper and he's like, oh, I got to check on the stock. She's like, oh, I thought you sold it. And he had at that point. But it had been like a week. So he was curious to see how the stock was doing. And the stock is up 6 points. And so he basically would have made $4,000. And so she's like, oh, I told you not to sell the stock. And he's like, you didn't say that. She was like, I said the stock market fluctuates. He's like, yeah, I know. Everyone knows the stock market fluctuates. That's the nature of the market. And dude, I got to tell you, I hate when people do shit like that. Like, it's one of my pet peeves, and I have many, maybe even 1,000 of them. But like, I hate when people tell you like, oh, here's something obvious that everyone knows. Like, you're giving me some sort of information.
I told you the sun rises in the east and sets in the west.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, I don't need you to tell me how to be a basic human being on Earth. Thank you very much.
My pet peeve with her in that scene is that, oh, well, that's probably why we're staying here.
Yes.
Because you love... Bitch! Are you out of your fucking mind? I will leave your ass in Vermont.
I love that. Because you lost money, that's why we're staying in this place. Like, yeah, well, fuck you.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Like, I am paying. Yeah, like, I am paying for this trip, by the way.
Ungrateful. Oh, my God. I just wanted to reach that goddamn TV.
Yeah.
And shake the shit out of Vanessa.
Yeah, you're like, fuck you, Vanessa. So then, of course, the last scene is the great scene, which is George coming in. They're at the Elaine and Jerry at the diner. And George coming in with a fucking cigar, like as if he won $10 million. He's like, he's like smoking a cigar, and he's like, yeah, you know, I don't like to talk figures. He's like, listen, I cleared $8,000. What does he say? It's a Hyundai?
Yeah. He's like, ah, don't worry about it. It's only 8,000. It's a Hyundai.
Like, I could literally go buy a car right now. And so he's talking about like how much, you know, how he's got all this money. Oh, fuck. We forgot a whole storyline, which is Elaine's storyline, which is her dating the guy who has the cats.
Oh, yes. Because, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because this is like the first in a handful of episodes where Elaine shows that she's not really an animal person.
Right.
She's not an animal person.
No, she hates animals.
She hates animals. And that is my kind of woman, because animals fucking suck. And I'm sorry, fellas, if you own a cat, you're weird.
Yeah. If you're a single guy with a cat, in the words of George Costanza, guys with cats, I don't know. Like, it's a little weird. Like, a dog, all right. Like, a pit bull, or, you know, like, whatever. Like, I have a dog, and I had a dog when I was single. Like, yeah, dogs are fun. Like, a cat? Really?
A cat? What are you going to do with a cat? Like, a cat doesn't give a shit about you.
Does it match your purse? Like, come on. Yeah, no, I just think that's really, really hilarious.
I fucking hate dogs.
Not a fan of cats, man. Dogs.
Yeah, and cats. I would own a puppy mill before I have a cat.
Of course, because I would be abusing of dogs.
Well, I'm just saying.
In fairness to you. but yeah, so at the very end, which I loved, when they're at the diner, George is like, oh, eat up, I'll pay for lunch or whatever. And he gives the waitress comes with the check and he gives her cash. And then, like, because they're, again, they are Jewish stereotypes, she's getting ready to walk away and he's like, hey, come here. And he, like, pulls a dollar out of her hand. Like, you just won $8,000 and you're squabbling over a dollar. Like, that's a classic moment for George. Classic moment. Because it happens again, and I believe in one of the episodes soon after this. But all in all, I think this is a good one. Like, this is the start. It's the end of the first season, but it's a start in them establishing, like, really good overarching storylines. Like, okay, in this episode, we're dealing with the stocks, you know, like, it's a good, like, that's the good story, and everything else sort of comes into focus through that.
Yeah. Like we said, before, the fact that, these characters have a character that was in a previous episode means that they remember previous things, which really plays into things that are in the latter half of the series run. Like, we're watching these things and they're saying things and I'm like, holy shit. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm.
that person is referenced in many, many other episodes. And this character trait is shown throughout many, many other episodes. It's pretty great, man. It's pretty ingenious.
All right. So that's it for us. And we will see you guys next week. It should be a lot of fun. We've got, what is the next episode that's up? It's going to be season 2, The Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is a doozy. I like this one a lot, actually. All right. So we will see you guys next week for Airing of Grievances.
See you.
All right. Bye.
Really?